bottom line is that the commissioner spent 18 months and nearly $2 million from the county coffers fighting against protections for public health and safety. And a lot of us found this confounding.
Carbondale resident Alan Harvey wants to hold Garfield County commissioners accountable for spending millions of dollars on lawsuits against new state oil and gas regulations. Those regulations were put in place in 2019 and 2020 after the passage of Senate Bill 181, which called for a revision of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission's mission and rules governing oil and gas operations throughout the state.
They adopted new rules that put public health, safety, and environment, you know, kind of in the review process in a very meaningful way. And the county commissioners here really spent a lot of money fighting that.
So Harvey, along with Grand Valley Citizens Alliance chair and former Garfield County commissioner candidate Leslie Robinson of Rifle, Emily Hornback, director of the Grand Junction-based Western Colorado Alliance, and the nonprofit Colorado Rural Voters, created a website called the Garfield County Taxpayer Accountability Project and launched it last week.
The website, which hopefully you all have the link to, is the beginning to really kind of get the community looking at the way that our Garfield County commissioners are spending our money.
The website provides records reflecting county expenditures, including over $140,000 paid to Matt Lepore, former COGCC chair who worked for Denver-based oil and gas consulting group Adamantine Energy for 2 years before founding Insight Energy Law in July 2020. Alan Harvey said during a press call last week that commissioners gave another $1.5 million to other firms.
And this went to Davis Graham & Stubbs, which was a big law firm down in Denver. It went to Ground 4 Media, which is a Denver-based PR firm. It went to an economic expert from Wyoming who kept writing reports to kind of meet the various rulemakings they were in.
The money came from the county's Oil and Gas Mitigation Fund, set up in 2006 to mitigate adverse property and environmental impacts of oil and gas-related activities. In 2017, commissioners revised the fund's definition, stating it could also mitigate adverse socioeconomic impacts and pay for research and litigation related to potential or actual oil and gas impacts. Leslie Robinson said the fund is currently worth $16 million.
Are they just going to spend $1 million here and there for their consultants and lawyers for promoting the oil and gas industry? Or will they use that money for more important things like housing to fix our transportation problems?
Another mitigation would be to, you know, invest in the kind of jobs that can help sustain the communities down valley in Western Garfield County with good wages and transition away from a dependence on the boom and bust fossil fuel program.
Harvey applauded Garfield County commissioners for funding air quality monitoring stations and for supporting the county's clean energy initiative. But Robinson added that she's disappointed commissioners are fighting the COGCC's new regulation of a 2,000-foot setback from oil and natural gas wells. Grand Valley Citizens Alliance helped write the COGCC setback rules. She says the recent changes to county oil and gas regulations, allowing developers to build as close as 350 feet from natural gas operations, defeats the purpose of the new state rules. She said that the failed lawsuits, as well as the money spent to get other counties to fight the COGCC and the State Air Quality Control Board rules, were not in the interest of Garfield County residents.
Again, it's throwing money down a hole when pretty much I would say that the Garfield County community is looking towards the future as far as energy is concerned. And to spend $2 million to support an industry that is on its wane has been kind of a waste of money.
The Garfield County Taxpayers Accountability Project cites the 2021 county budget, suggesting that $2 million could have been spent on shoring up health and human services, supporting local businesses in the wake of the pandemic, or helping pay for the South Bridge Project in Glenwood Springs. At the regular meeting on Monday, August 3rd, Garfield County commissioners largely dismissed these concerns as coming from an anti-oil and gas organization and by simply stating they did not want to raise taxes. Harvey and Robinson said they hope Garfield County citizens will check out the website's documents and come to their own conclusions. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.